Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prug Jr.
Today's podcast is part four of a four-part series that I'm calling Hope and the Wise, the Foolish, and the Evil. King Solomon, one of the wisest men to ever live, said, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." Our hopes are sometimes put on hold because of the people we're dealing with. The three types of people that we deal with in life connected to our hopes are, number one, wise people, number two, foolish people, and number three, evil people. It's important to know which type of person we're working with because you can't deal with them all in the same way. In our previous two podcasts, we talked about wise people and foolish people, and today we're going to talk about evil people. We've already pointed out that when our hopes are connected to wise people, when there's a problem, you can talk to them, give them resources, and you'll get a good result. When our hopes are tied to foolish people, it's best to stop talking to them because they're not listening, and stop supplying them resources because all they'll do is squander them. Instead, give them limits and consequences and move forward. Now, let's talk about a horse of a totally different color, the evil person. I like to draw from the writings of King Solomon on this matter. He was considered one of the wisest persons to ever live, and he said this about dealing with evil people. "A prudent person foresees evil and takes precautions, but the simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences." Now, you and I have to face the reality that some people in this world want to do you harm. That is their objective. They want your job, they want your boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouse, or they just want you out of the way, and they'll do whatever they can do to make it happen. Solomon said, when you're dealing with evil people, be on your guard. Don't just sit there like the simpleton who has blinders on and believes that the fact that this person lied to try to get them fired or let all the air out of their tires or is spreading all kinds of untrue character damaging rumors about them is all due to some kind of misunderstanding. Well, if there is a misunderstanding, it's a misunderstanding on your part if you think they're going to change and if you think that what they're doing is not intentional. There are evil people in this world, and they're out to do us harm. Like, for instance, a person who will strap a bomb to a young girl and send her into a crowded market to blow everyone up. Or a computer hacker who steals your identity and purchases thousands of dollars worth of merchandise in your name. Or the person who attacks or even kills, unfortunately, a spouse or former partner because the other person wanted to end the relationship. Protect yourself, protect your company, protect your loved ones, protect your interests from evil people. Take the necessary action, whatever you have to do, get an attorney, file a complaint with your union or your human resources department, get a restraining order, but don't make the tragic mistake of taking these people for granted. You'll regret it if you do. Well, that ends our series, and remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I'd like to close each podcast with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, this precious, precious gift. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May I bear my pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide me away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to my soul. Let my eyes see the wonders hidden in each moment. May my words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Lord, strengthen my hands for the task before me today. May your thoughts become my thoughts. May your ways become my ways. With your hand on my head and your name in my heart, help me run well and finish strong. It was great spending this time together. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.